The Democratic Alliance is ramping up its pursuit of allegedly corrupt Minister Thembi Simelane. DA MP Advocate Glenys Breytenbach is here to give us the details. Welcome, Glenys.
Hi, thank you.
Please tell us about the corruption charges you have laid against the minister.
We went to the Cape Town Central Police Station and laid charges of corruption against Minister Thembi Simelane. You know, the report on the 31st of March in News24, the 700,000 rand, the alleged link to corrupt activities with regards to Eskom and Vitravian, and the signature of the minister on the invoice of Vitravian is just one too much. You know, already the VBS thing is deeply concerning. It's not getting sufficient attention or traction. The investigation into it is very slow and unsatisfactory, the pace of it. And then, you know, as a sort of a consolation prize, after sitting on it for 4 months, the president moves her from justice, which he clearly couldn't be, to human settlements, which has a much bigger budget. And that's supposed to make everything okay. You know, South Africans are supposed to be satisfied with that kind of an arrangement, with this type of person representing them, not only in parliament, but in cabinet. Clearly they aren't. And, you know, we can and should do better. There's 68 million South Africans. Is this the best we can do? I don't think so. So, you know, with this story of News 24 breaking, with the Vitravian Eskom issue, it's just a bridge too far. And so we laid a criminal charge for corruption. I assume the docket will be sent to Middelburg for investigation there, or Mpumalanga. And then, you know, we'll have to just try and keep tabs on it and keep pushing. And again, the minister owes an explanation both to, I suppose, the president. I'm not sure that, you know, she says she informed him about the VBS thing, whether she did or not, I can't say, because the president refuses to make that report public, won't give it to us. He's refused that the PIE application was declined and the appeal was declined. So we'll have to see what we're going to do with that, you know, whether we're going to litigate or not. And now this, you know, so she owes the president an explanation. She owes South Africans an explanation. And honestly, you know, if she should really just do the right thing and step aside. It's not a healthy situation for cabinet ministers to be embroiled in this kind of controversy. If she's not guilty, then, you know, she'll make a comeback and her integrity will be intact. But to hang on to your job, you know, under these circumstances, at all costs, is undignified, really.
Why do you think President Cyril Ramaphosa is sitting on that report?
Well, clearly there can only be one reason. If you have nothing to hide, then, you know, you say, please go right ahead and have a look at what, there's nothing to see here. If there's something to see, then you try and hide it. So I assume there's something in there that is controversial, and he doesn't want, us to know, but more importantly, he doesn't want South Africans to know. So he stumbles through life under the misapprehension that he, you know, he's not accountable to South Africans for what he does, forgetting who put him there in the first place, South Africans.
Are there any other ministers in your crosshairs?
Well, you know, the ANC is a gift that keeps on giving. So it's like putting the tail on the donkey. You can almost go anywhere and you'll hit somebody. There are many ministers in the cabinet that are less than, you know, salubrious, who should, in all fairness, step aside and not hold those positions. There are many members of parliament, particularly in the ANC and MK, who shouldn't be there because they, you know, they really are, you know, under a cloud. But in this imperfect situation that we find ourselves in, they're there. But the criminal justice system should take care of them. And the criminal justice system is failing on every level. So And that's not the fault of any one person. It's a systemic issue. It's years of neglect issue. It's a lack of career pathing and planning, and it's a short-sightedness in applying policies that have led us to this situation that we're in, and it's not easy to fix. But the criminal justice system should be taking care of those bad apples, and it's not.
It must be hard for you as a prosecutor with a hell of a reputation to watch what has become of the NPA.
It's extremely distressing. It's very, very hard. Not only for me, but for many other prosecutors still within the system and many who have already retired and are out of the system. The NPA is a shadow. Even that's flattering, but a shadow of its former self. And it's going to be so difficult to fix. It isn't fixed. The current national director, I will give her the benefit of the doubt and accept that she's tried very hard to fix it. The needle has hardly moved. And experience is leaving at an alarming rate, both in the form of resignations and in the form of very experienced people retiring. And there's nothing being done to prevent that, to retain those skills, to employ them in some other fashion. And when I say employ, I mean employ the skills, not employ the people. The people are interested in jobs. They'll do it for free. They're willing to help, but for some reason that doesn't happen. All of the experience is now at the NPA is at a stage where all the experienced prosecutors are reaching retirement age, and they're going to retire, and there's just insufficient experience to properly fill those positions, and there's no one to learn from because all of those people are now gone. So it's a dire situation, I did unannounced oversight a week ago in Gauteng and in the Western Cape. And I found some places so depressingly void of experience. And then I found one or two little nuggets of gold, that young prosecutors really clearly inexperienced, clearly promoted too soon, clearly out of their depth, but trying so hard. And as long as I was prepared to try, you can walk a road with them. But some just are so depressingly inexperienced, they just simply can't cope. And it was very sobering.
Can you give us an update on your proposed anti-corruption commission?
Well, it was presented to the Portfolio Committee on Justice and Constitutional Development, and as expected, it did not gain support from the EFF or MK, but I mean, that I absolutely expected, of course, because, they're largely the people it's aimed at, and they're aware of that. So we'll have to see. We'll have to see what the committee does with it.
That was Advocate Glynis Breytenbach of the Democratic Alliance speaking to BizNews after corruption charges were laid against Minister Thembi Simelane. Thank you, Glynis, and I'm Christine.